Hello, what have we here? We have Lando Calrissian back in episode 9, we think. Welcome back to the Resistance Broadcast. My name is John Hoey. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of the Resistance today. We have a great show in store for you today. We are bringing back, due to your votes, the Will of the Force to lead off the show, leading into our discussion on what the three of us think Lando's role will actually wind up being in episode 9. From all different angles. We're also going to get into your Resistance transmissions. The best ones made it on the show. Let's see if it's yours. But first, let's say hi to James Banny and Lacey Gillerin. What's going on, guys?
I am excited to be back and talking this week about my best friend, William D. William and I have never met, but we're best friends. And he told me... he didn't tell me, but apparently he's going to be in episode 9. And I'm excited.
Nice. Well,
I mean, whether you talk to him or not, it's a rumor because Disney never said it's happening.
Yeah, he told me that... he didn't tell me because we've never met, but we're best friends. And yeah, what's up with you, Lacey?
Hey, guys. I am live from Baby's First Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con. it's my first time here. It's nuts. There's lots of Star Wars stuff. We'll get into it later. I don't want to overwhelm anyone. But I've seen a lot of Kylos, so I'm kind of in my element right now.
All right. Well, we're glad you made it safely and had a wonderful flight.
Oh,
and
God.
We hope you have a great time. And thanks for taking the time. I bet our listeners are very happy that you took the time out of your busy Southern California big shot con attending schedule to join us on the podcast today.
Yeah. No, great. Great. It's perfect.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff, everybody. Well, if the Force wills it, you'll be A-okay. And speaking of that, let's get into our new segment that everybody seems to love, the Will of the Force.
I fear nothing for all this as the Force wills it.
The Will of the Force is back this week. I'm excited. We got, let's count them down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions this week that we're going to try to blow through. Yes or no gut answers. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
All right, the first question that I'm going to pose to you guys is, if she's in episode 9, will Carrie Russell play a villain? Will she play a villain, John Hoey?
She will. I think she will. I think it's going to be a new thing. I think we're done with the adding new protagonists. We tried that in episode 8. So now it's time to add a little villain flavor in there to mix things up. So she will, if she's in the movie.
Yeah, of course, if she's in the movie. Lacey, John says she will. Do you say she will?
I don't know, James. Do you follow me on Twitter? Yes, Carrie Russell will play a villain. And I bet she will be a Knight of Ren. I love it. I want it. I want her in black with lots of eyeliner. Let's do this. She will.
Yeah, for me, this is...
So if I wear eyeliner, does that automatically just make me a villain?
First of all, I don't know how you'd look in guy liner. Second of all... No.
Fair enough.
For me, I think it's a toss-up. Who knows? 50-50. But I think that the villain thing seems more intriguing to me than bringing in just another good character. Like, I think we kind of did that in Last Jedi with Holdo. We brought in another good, strong female character. And in this movie, we would have a strong villainous female character, so it'd be kind of cool. So I actually do say I think she will play a villain, but let's talk about somebody else. Our second question is, will Connix have a larger role in episode 9? Now, if you don't know who this is Billy Lord, Carrie Fisher's daughter. So there's a good chance that they might, you know, kind of give her a little bit of edge, put her a little bit more in the foreground this time around, considering real events. I'm going to ask you, Lacey, will Connix have a larger role in episode 9?
No, she will not. I think she's kind of like a secondary or third tier character. I think she's there to just add some lines here and there and uses a somewhat plot device. I don't think she will have a bigger role. No.
All right.
She will not.
She will not. John, do you think that she will not, or do you think that she will have a larger role in episode 9?
She will not.
She will not.
I think they'll give, I think JJ knows sentimentality. He'll give her a little moment to give us like a little bit of a nod to her mother. They may even give her like Leia hairstyle or something like that. But in terms of her role, it's going to be the same it's been for the last two movies. There's no reason to up it. I think that would feel too forced. So she will not.
John, we are 2 for 2 right now. Just throwing that out there.
My gut reaction is that she will, actually. And the reason I kind of think that is because I was surprised by how prominent her character was in episode 8. I thought she was the behind the background character, behind the scenes, not important character in Force Awakens. And they gave her a bigger role. So it seemed to me like the intention was to make that character more important throughout the trilogy. And now that, you know, Carrie's gone, it's like, oh yeah, well, let's keep going with that character. I think people want to see it. So that makes a lot of sense to me. Although I do think, John, you're right. I think, you know, just giving her like a very specific moment as well, but still as much as all the other movies, or I should just say Last Jedi, she had a lot of focus in that one, would be about the right length. Third question, will the Knights of Ren appear in episode 9? And this is tricky, but I'm going to shoot this over to Lacey. Lacey, we already know your answer.
Well, James, do you follow me on Twitter? Yes, the Knights of Ren will appear in episode 9. And I would even go to say, nope, that's the next question. They will appear in episode 9.
All right, let's keep it just short on this one because the next question is tricky. We're teasing. John, what do you think? Will the Knights of Ren appear in episode 9?
Yes, they will, James. I know for a fact because I'm friends with all of them. And they told me that they are going to be in episode 9.
John has like 7 friends and I only have 1.
And they're all knights.
Yeah. I am going to say... it's hard. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to go with you guys, even though I think the no is just as possible. I'm going to say that they are there, and I'm going to be excited when they show up because everybody really wanted to see them in episode 8 after the 7 tease that we got. Or I should say they wanted to see them in 7 after the trailer tease that we got. But let's move on to the next question so we can talk about it a little bit more. If they do appear, will the Knights of Ren have bigger roles than the Praetorian Guards in episode 9? Than the Praetorian Guards did in episode 8. Let's phrase it that way. John, what do you think?
They will. I think so. I feel like the Praetorian Guards were tomato sauce, as we joked about all last year.
Yeah.
I think the Knights of Ren are going to be a little more badass and add a little more weight to the dark side that I think all 3 of us feel we need in that next movie.
Lacey, what do you think? Do you think the Knights of Ren are going to have a bigger role than Praetorian Guards?
James, do you follow me on Twitter? Yes.
He clearly muted you a long time ago.
Yeah,
Yes, yeah. The Knights of Ren will have a bigger role in episode 9, and I would even go to say that I believe Kerry Russell will play a Knight of Ren. That's what I want. That's what I think will happen. Give me some bad boys and girls and women and people and bad people.
They will appear... They will have a significant role, but will they have a more significant role than the Praetorian Guards in episode 8?
Yes. The Praetorian Guards did nothing. They just stood there swinging swords and dying.
All right. Okay.
They did give Rey a little cut on her arm.
Yeah. I say that they will not have a more significant role than the Praetorian Guards.
Ooh.
I think that they will have the exact same amount of time. I think there will be specific scene where, I mean, we'll see them maybe in the background or something, but they will have a specific scene where they shine. That's the cool Knights of Ren scene, and they all get defeated or something, whatever it is.
So so no personalities, like no, like they take their helmet off and like that's that Knight of Ren. It's just like there's the 7 warriors.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're just supposed to, I mean, the same way as the Praetorian Guards, like they don't necessarily have personalities, but they all have different weapons, which are kind of supposed to be their personalities. JJ set them up like the monk and the something, you know? So I think they're just supposed to be their outfits are their personalities, but they're supposed to be nameless, faceless, demon style, scary beings. I think that's all they really are supposed to be.
I think that's what it's actually going to say on their action figure cards.
Yeah,
what you
exactly.
Just said exactly.
Knight of Ren number 1. Nameless, faceless, demonic being.
No, I want
from
stories
parts unknown.
Behind them. I want to know who these people are.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be down too. I just don't think that's what they're going to do in episode 9.
The Snyder Cut will have all that stuff.
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Snyder's definitely coming out. It's a 4-hour version. Will Leia be recast in episode 9 is the next question, and I'm shooting it over to Lacey first. Will Leia be recast?
No, Leia will not be recast. I think they're going to start the movie with her death.
Start the movie with her death. John, what do you think?
You know, I've been saying I think they're going to mention her death in the crawl just to get it out of the way. And I don't want to be seeing for the next 10 years a hashtag not my Leia because Meryl Streep came in to put some hair buns on. So I think it's not going down.
Mm-hmm.
It's Leia's finished. So no.
Oh my God, John, we are 5 for 5 right now, my boy.
This is crazy. From SoCal to Connecticut, across the country, 5 for 5, and it comes down to one more.
For me, will Leia be recast? We talked about this a long time ago. How should Lucasfilm handle this situation? And I said they should recast, but will they recast? No. I knew that back then when I had that argument. I don't think they're going to recast because it would just be too bold of a move. I think it's the right move. I think that's how they should handle the character, and I think that would be respectful to Leia, the character. And I think Carrie Fisher would want someone that she knows, a close friend, and hand that off to them. But then again, I mean, you know, people said she was, I am Princess Leia. Princess Leia is me. So I think they're going to go ahead and respect that, and they're not going to recast her. So I don't know what they're going to do. And I think you guys are probably right. Kill her off in the crawl or something like that.
It would be fun to hear or see Mark Hamill tweeting about how annoyed he is if they do recast her, though, because he's been pretty vocal about that, too.
Yeah, they could also be stepping on other toes of Star Wars legacy as well to be like, you know, that could ruin a relationship. I mean, I wouldn't say ruin, but I would say like maybe put a little pebble in somebody's relationship with Mark Hamill, mm-hmm. because now they're going to be trying to replace, quote, air quotes, you know, and then nobody really wants that. So we're going to move on to the last question, and this is for the big money. Will John and Lacey agree on everything in a segment? No, the real question is, will the Millennium Falcon survive episode 9, or is it going down in a pile of flames, a big burning ball of crashing Falcon? What do you say, John?
It will. It will survive.
It will keep on.
Just like
on.
The song says. If they destroy the Millennium Falcon, that might destroy my childhood. I would blame J.J. Abrams for ruining my childhood. You can't do it. The closest I'll ever get to allowing the Millennium Falcon to being destroyed is when Harrison Ford took that Lego Millennium Falcon on Conan and purposely like threw it behind his back. If you have not seen that clip, go watch it. It's great. So I will say, yes, the Falcon will survive episode 9.
All right, Lacey, this is for all the money in the world. What do you say?
I think the Millennium Falcon will survive episode 9.
Whoa!
It's too important. You know, everyone talks about how it's kind of its own character in the movie, especially now that we have L337 as a part of it. It's like when you see that, you think Star Wars, and they're not going to remove that from the legacy. So, yes, the Millennium Falcon will survive, and John and I have agreed on everything.
Yep. Well, in this segment.
Yeah, yes. In this segment.
I feel like we're friends now, John.
I know.
We've finally gotten to a good place.
No, for my last question, I'm 100% with you guys. Yeah, I think that the Millennium Falcon is its own character, and it has the potential to just be something that carries on and carries on and carries on, and they keep handing off the keys. I don't know how many stories we're going to get in the future that would be so directly related, but the Falcon is already, it's 50 years old or something like that. So it's a pretty old ship to begin with. But I don't know. I mean, the way that like it was pretty old when Lando had it, and Lando's was like pristine. So it's not to be said that someone can't come along and fix her up, you know, or something.
Yeah, maybe
we'll
get
lines.
Some updates.
Yeah. So I think that the Falcon being its own character is very important, and they don't need to kill it off. It's like R2-D2. Like, why would that be needless? Why do you
right.
kill that character
it can
off?
It can go on forever.
Yeah. It's not a live action person that in time we just need to like say goodbye to those actors. It's just it's a droid. It can live on forever.
They recast the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I can't. Oh my gosh, that needs to be a whole discussion.
It's Rey's mom.
The Millennium Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon is Rey's mom.
Yeah. All right, guys. We talked about whether they will or whether they will not, but the will of the Force is closed this week. We got a bigger discussion to talk about, and I say we head into it now. What do you guys say?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Obi-Wan once thought as you do.
All right. So we touched on this Monday about the unconfirmed, but it's probably going down, that Billy Dee Williams is coming back in episode 9. James talked to him personally, that didn't happen.
No.
But if it did happen, he told him that he'd come back for episode 9. So while we await the official confirmation on his return anyway, all reports are indicating that Billy Dee Williams will be back as Lando Calrissian in episode 9. But in what capacity? A small cameo? A sizable impact role? A weighted arc? Fan service pop-in? Let's discuss what type of role we think he will have, as well as what type of role we think he should have. So guys, Lando in episode 9, what type of role do we think he will have, and what type of role do we think he should have?
Lacey, you go first. I need to gather a lot of thoughts.
I love that I'm getting shoved off the cliff, so to speak.
Oh, that happens to me almost every week. I end up breaking the discussion.
I'm just kidding. I think Billy Dee will have a good role, but it's not going to be uber important or big. I think they're really focusing on Rey and Kylo and Finn and Poe. And I think that's what you're going to see in episode 9, is like those stories get fleshed out and kind of wrapped up. Lando's going to come in and it's more of a support role, as well as like a fan service-y type thing where they're bringing back the old guys. Now that, you know, Han, Luke, and potentially Leia like aren't a part of it, they need that one more person to kind of wrap this up.
Lacey, are we gonna see a bro hug between him and Yennub?
I would love that. I would love that moment. Yeah, no, yeah. And I said this when we were talking to Roka, like, I would love to see, you know, the Falcon swoop in and then the door comes down, or like any ship really, and the door comes down and there's Lando and everyone's like, where the hell have you been? You know, like, where, what's going on?
Can Chewie say that?
Chewie could say that, and he could be like, oh, sorry, buddy, I was doing whatever. I'm very interested to see, and you guys are going to get so mad. I'm very interested to see if they have any types of interactions between Lando and Kylo, only because they did interact.
Oh, there it is.
I want to see it happen. He's the last thing tying him to his former self, so to speak. But yeah, I think he'd be cool. I'd also think it'd be cool if he, you know, kind of stuck it to Kylo and did something to mess up his plan. That'd be cool too.
It's like,
I just want to see what happens.
It's like, Lacey, will they have lightsabers in Rian Johnson's trilogy? You're like, well, Kylo Ren is
okay. You're making fun of me about this, but at the same time, Lando and Han are best friends, and Lando doesn't know Han's dead yet.
Yeah.
So they have to address that. They have to address that Ben killed Han. They have to. And Lando has to somewhat react to that.
Unless, what if they kind of pull this thing where the reason why Lando hasn't come back is because he heard about Han's death, and he's like too despondent to even return to the mix.
Here's something too. JJ kind of made the mistake of like the Leia Chewbacca interaction after Han's death. So it's like the characters didn't really react accordingly to a character's death. And then in Last Jedi, they didn't really fix the mistake. Luke finds out about Han's death and they cut away, you know, and that's something they had to go back later and they had to like push it in the novel and the comics. They were like, yeah, he does. Or even in the deleted scenes of the movie, he does have this scene, but we didn't show it. And I don't know. Do you guys think that I think Lacey's saying she does, is that in episode 9, are we going to get an actual reaction to some of these characters' deaths?
They have to have Lando, especially after Solo, they have to have Lando either say something, do something. There has to be a moment where he reacts to this. Han played such an important role in his life. They're like BFFs. You know, and I think we were deprived of that with Chewie. We really needed, I need it.
Yeah.
I need it. I can't say that was the one. I need it.
I mean, I'm with you there. That was the one thing in The Force Awakens that I'll nitpick the heck out of. And I was like just shocked that you had Leia breeze right past Chewie and go for Rey. But when we find out that she's actually her daughter, it'll all make sense. I'm kidding. Hey, oh, how we doing? All right, just making sure you guys are still listening out there.
That was the sound of John losing all his followers.
We can get into what should they do later, because mine's kind of similar, though. I kind of think that Lando's going to end up having a one scene significance in this movie, a la Maz Kanata in Force Awakens.
You're comparing Lando Calrissian to Maz Kanata, dude?
In time span of how long they're utilized in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and he's the helping character. She's the helping character. It makes sense.
So I think we will at some point or another, kind of like how they reveal the Falcon sometimes, we might like go to a place and then we're like, oh, yeah, I got to introduce you to this guy. You watch your back or something like that. And then he turns around and we're like, oh my God, there's the reveal. There's Billy Dee Williams.
Takes the helmet off. Lando. Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be an obvious, like, you're behind the curtain, it's going to be Lando? Oh, and it is Lando.
Like, yeah, I think they'll set him up for a reveal, and when he walks into the scene, it'll be a bright, shining moment. I think his purpose in the movie will be to convey something to Rey, in the sense of, like, you're important. You're one of the people that can take this galaxy to the next place, you know? Han's gone. Luke's gone. Leia's gone, you know? And anytime you ever need my help, I'll be here for you. And then, you know, he walks out of the room and it's like, I don't know, like a moment of like that. That's the other thing too, is I don't think they're going to kill him off. A lot of people have been talking about
either.
That.
I don't
and
either.
I think it's important that he conveys to her something very important as like a mentor to say, and if you never need anything, you know, I talked about this earlier. I used to own this ship, you know, like you should bring her by sometime and I'll have my people take a look at it. And he like walks out of the room. So
I think Chewie needs a buddy too.
Yeah. I like your idea of him giving the hug to Nine Numb though. Like a little bit more, because I think that's a closer connection. I don't know. He's pretty close to Chewie, though. Yeah.
That is beautiful fan service, though. They blew up the Death Star 2 together. Like, you can make it quick, and like people will get the Return of the Jedi feels. And it makes sense.
Nine Numb's such a random character, though. Like, that whole movie, like, he's like, what do you think? And he's like,
All right, I agree with you guys. I think more so on James that it's going to be a small role. And honestly, just because of Billy Dee's age, he's 81 years old.
Yeah.
We saw him recently at the Solo premiere and I think another spot. Even though they said he has a new diet and he's training and stuff, he was using a cane. So he's not going to be too mobile. The other thing is they're starting filming at the end of this month and he's canceling these appearances for September. So I just get this feeling that he's going to be shooting in a couple of months, not necessarily the whole time, and it's going to be a one section of the movie kind of thing. Now, his involvement may directly tie in to the void left by Leia. I know I've speculated that they may have added him into the movie because of, you know, what reaction to episode 8. James and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and maybe even more so because of Carrie's death. Because otherwise, why no mention of him whatsoever in 7 and 8? The other thing I want to bring up from my point of view here, I know, James, you said you could see him relating to Rey. I could see him relating to Finn. And
me too.
I think that because you have two guys who really didn't have anything to do with these rebellions and resistance, but found the importance of being involved in them. Later on, we saw Finn get there through Rose in episode 8 and Lando through what happened to Han, and it threw him right into it, and he went full-fledged into it. So those two are very similar, and they can relate to each other. I don't know, I'm not necessarily like father and son, but I could see them having a moment too, because I think Finn's going to be a big, I think Lacey, you brought this up, he's going to be a big part of the new, like, war aspect leader of the Resistance, where Poe's going to be more of a commander type of thing. So that's how I see it. But ultimately,
they both dressed
thinking,
up into the enemy. Finn wore he wore the other thing in Jabba. Yeah.
That's true. But I think I'm with you that it's going to be a small role, and it almost has to be just because he's 81, man. And I don't know how big of a. Unless he's going to be sitting around the movie at a console the whole time, being like a new leader coming in, I can't see Lando being that. So I'm thinking it's going to be one big scene too. I'm with you actually on that one, James.
You know, it's funny. I haven't really been like super excited, but now that we're sitting and we're talking about it and we're running through all these different scenarios, I'm like, ooh, if he was doing this, that'd be so sweet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get real excited about it. I mean, I hope. It's always the age old thing, though. I hope it kind of lives up to the expectations of, I mean, maybe not exactly what we were thinking, but when we see it, it's beautiful and it's great, you know, and it just like really brings back the child and everybody to see that character back on the screen doing what Lando does best.
Don't you kind of feel like J.J. Abrams is good at handling that type of stuff? Like that Spielberg vibe of just like the goodness and the feels. And like, I feel like he could really nail that.
Yeah.
I want Lando doing the salute to someone.
Yes. That, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I see.
I could tell
like
you who I want him to do it to,
talking
but
to Rey. I see him like,
myself.
You give me a call sometime. Lacey,
you want him to salute to Kylo Ren?
No, not to Kylo Ren.
Oh, God. Thank God.
How did we get back on Kylo Ren?
No, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it. Rey would be good. Finn would be good.
No,
I just want to see him
Hang
do the
now.
Salute.
Hang on now. Who do you want him to salute? You have to say it now. Everyone's
Ben Solo.
Everyone out there listening. Oh, God.
She did it. She said she didn't do it, but she did it.
Live from San Diego friggin' Comic-Con, Lando Calrissian saluting to Ben Solo.
The guy who, like,
to Starfighter.
Stood around and did nothing. Like, an entire system was destroyed.
But I think it would be cool to do it to Rey, though, in seriousness. I think it would be cool. Like, if she's about to go to battle and he just kind of gives her that salute that he gave to Han, like, that would be such a fun moment for me.
That would be very cool.
I'm with you guys on the Finn thing, too. I think that could be really cool. I was trying to say, all right, well, those are our big three. How could you relate to Poe? But what's funny is I still go back to the Rey thing. I think of him saying, like, hey, what do you think about that guy over there? And they kind of give you a little bit more of that hint that maybe those two will end up together, which has kind of been teased in a couple different platforms.
Who?
But
who will end up together?
Poe and Rey.
Oh, no.
Oh, because that's so outrageous, Lacey.
You're on Dameray? You're a Dameray fan?
I'm not on anything, but you can't laugh that off completely, though, right?
I'm not laughing it off. I'm laughing at the fact that he brought it up.
Well,
people can like whatever they want in life. Like, it just caught me off guard that James brought that up.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I'm not necessarily saying that. I think that the story clearly hints at Finn and Rey not working, but we've gotten multiple things where they've kind of hinted that Finn or Poe and Rey might, like the way they kind of interact when they're like, hi, I know who you are. I'm blushing, you know.
Yeah,
that's right, how it's written, and they have a couple interactions in the comics and stuff too, and it's definitely not just like a friendship thing. But anyway,
even though they fudged it in the
they kind of changed stuff up. But again,
Speaking
I was
books,
trying
James,
to relate. How would Billy D come in and talk to Poe? What?
Okay, I was gonna say real quick. Speaking of books, you could probably almost bet the farm. Or the Falcon, whatever you want to bet, in a Sabacc game, that Billy Dee Williams probably doesn't even know what the novel Last Shot is. And if he has heard of it, he knows nothing about it. He's going to go into this movie like he told Donald Glover to
just
hit your marks, be charming, be cool, say your lines. Like, he didn't go deep into the character. So he's not going to know about these Kylo and Uncle Wanwo things. And even if
you don't
JJ
think they'll tell him?
Nope.
I don't think so. I really don't.
Yeah.
He's a paid actor. He's going there to hit his marks, and that's it.
Unless they write it into the script.
There's no way he's saying, like, Wanwo.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, if they make some type of call out to something related to Last Shot.
It couldn't be too deep because I like 3% of Star Wars fans have read that book.
Yeah, that's true. I got to be honest. I don't think that the connection between, I mean, he's also kind of somewhat connected to the Aftermath series too. And I don't think that him and Ben Solo have any sort of connection that any moviegoer would ever have feelings for. You know what I mean?
Well, you have to assume that if Lando's BFFs with Han, he's going to know Han's kid. You have to make that assumption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he may say, like, you know, I don't know what happened to that kid, but he killed Han and he's dead to me now, or, you know, something quick.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm sure. I'm saying, like, you have to assume people are going to be like, ah, yes, they're best friends. Therefore, he must know.
I ain't your Wanwo no more, Starfighter. You know, like,
I mean, it's kind of what they did with, like, Chewie when Chewie shoots Kylo Ren in the stomach. And then after the fact, after the movie comes out, you have all sorts of things where people are drawing comics of, like, big Chewie holding little, you know, Ben Solo and stuff like that. And then they get to that scene, and instead of shooting him in the head, he, like, moves it down and shoots him in the stomach. Because it's like...
Yeah, but then it came out that he used the Force to block the shot, so...
He didn't block anything. Chewie drilled him.
No, but I'm saying he used the Force to aim
Chewie
it there.
Yeah, Chewie actually fired to kill, and he, like, was able to deflect it just enough to save his life.
I actually like that little comic, James. I thought that
it
was funny.
It is really cute. It's
very sweet.
Let's get back to Lando.
Yeah, so you were saying Lando and Poe.
I was trying to say we talked pretty heavily about his relation and how he could connect with Rey. We talked about his connection and how he could relate with Finn. And I was trying to think of a way that he could relate to Finn. And I think, Poe. And I think the best way would simply be that he conveys that message yet again of Leia's not around. It's up to you to carry this place into the next being, you know. But I don't know. I feel like that has been told so many times, you know. Poe gets it.
Maybe they never interact. There are some characters that just don't interact.
No. I'm just trying to say, if you're bringing in a main character or you're bringing in Lando, how is he going to relate to what we assume to be as like the three main characters of this trilogy? And I think that the only way Lando would be able to interact with Poe would be in a story beat that we've gotten multiple times before. So I think that you guys are right. It's either Finn or I'm right, and it's more Rey.
I just feel like Rey already she doesn't need the mentors anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Lando isn't the type of mentor she needs.
Unless, I said this, like, yeah. She did it herself. She doesn't need anybody.
Well, if she does, it's force stuff, not like a guy who has a cape closet and is suave and knows how to be like a leader on a gas mine. Like Lando may tell her, you know, about the Falcon. That'd be kind of cool. But when in terms of like, you got to be the leader of this new Jedi group, Lando's not going to be. She's going to be like, get out of here. Old
man. I see him more of a advice mentor to Finn than to Rey. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Rey's doing her own thing.
And Luke's going to pop back in and talk to Rey, and Yoda will probably dunk in. You know what I mean? Like imagine Rey is having a one-on-one with Lando, and then Luke shows up like, Lando, what are you doing?
You're don't listen to yourself. Him.
Yeah. He just shows up as a force ghost, and he like uses the force to put Lando's cape over his face, and he's like, get out of here.
You're starting to get into how it should have ended territory.
I know, but I'm just having some fun.
I was also thinking too that if they try to if Rey is talking to Lando and the whole like possible relationship of like how she should feel about Kylo Ren ever came up, it would be funny to hear Lando's perspective on like, well, let me tell you about a thing called love. You know, like, it's not always
this advice to?
To Rey, if somehow like, how do I interact with this person? I know his true intentions, but it doesn't seem like, you know, he's being, I don't know, if there's some sort of conversation there, he just kind of stops her and he's like, you got to follow your heart, honey. I don't know. Whatever.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just trying to picture.
Ray's going to be like, Lando, what do you think of Kylo Ren? He's going to be like, that kid's a piece of shit.
And then Kylo Ren force bonds and is like, what?
Yeah.
Come on.
Look, we've all I don't know where to go with this. Like, I think like the conversation between what is Kylo Ren now has happened between Luke and Leia, but it really never got conveyed to Rey.
Lando, you and I are in the same boat.
What?
We don't think he's going to have much connection to Kylo Ren in this, in his scene in this movie. So
no, I know. I'm trying to think of like all the reasons you bring in this character. We've talked about it ad nauseum that he can't do much in the movie. He's going to be a grandfather figure. He's going to hand Rey the Werther's original and he's going to give her a lesson. It's just like, what's the lesson? And if it's not like, you got to step up and be the leader of this galaxy, then the only other possibility I could think is like Billy Dee being suave Billy Dee about relationships and stuff, you know, like how he interacts with women and stuff. Let me tell you about a thing that I know, you know, about women.
Or what if they go serious with Lando where he's like, things haven't been as good for him since the end of the Empire or something. And now he's like an old man, like kind of like how Luke got his version of being lost and stuff. Like maybe Lando kind of was a forgotten hero. Like, oh, Calrissian, that guy's full of crap. He didn't blow up
the Death
Star.
I want Lando putting his hand on the Millennium Falcon wall and just being like, hey, girl. Like...
Yeah, that's the thing, John, is I think that if your argument is that they brought in Billy Dee after backlash to Last Jedi, I think that they bring him in to be a positive
I'm just
role.
Exploring all the possible
I understand
ways they can do it. Because, I mean, I'm not saying Billy Dee is... I don't know how he's been doing with acting. He hasn't really done that much in a long time. But if JJ doesn't want it to just be it's JJ Abrams bringing
fun,
in Lando,
glorified
then
cameo role.
Yeah, then maybe instead of him being a big impact to the plot, he kind of gives you a little perspective on like, well, I know I can't offer much anymore, and this is what has happened to me since the Empire fell. It's not always great, but I do believe in this, and I do think you guys are doing this, and then he just kind of goes off, and we give the salute in one way or another.
Yeah, I agree. I think that that's the conversation I hear with Rey. You know, it's not always always easy.
Okay.
Sometimes it's hard, but it's up to you now to lead these people into something. And if you ever need to fix up the Falcon, bring her by the shop, you know?
See, I think it's going to be Poe, Finn, and probably Poe, and not Rey. But
gosh, man, no one's buying in on my Rey theory.
No, he's gonna tell her something quick about the Falcon,
or about Kylo Ren.
He's gonna have this big pivotal moment with Finn, and then he's gonna get off, and he's gonna be like, "You take care of my ship," to Rey. Like she's like, "Who was that?"
Yeah, exactly. Rey's like, "Who the hell is that?"
What if Lando finds out about Han, and you know, becomes distraught or something? And
could
then
be.
Raise
yeah,
the person
I kind of
to
forgot about
him.
That element. Yeah, that I said it's important that we have him actually react to these characters' deaths. Oh man.
Like what if Rey's the one to comfort him in the sense of like she's like maybe he reacts like very angry and she's just kind of like, I understand what you feel, like I went through this type thing, like she did in Last Jedi.
Yeah,
why are you guys smiling?
I'm laughing
she
just
did.
Because she doesn't know who Lando is. So I picture that's like, I
but
know who he is. So it's
it.
Like, he's my grandpa and I'm watching a stranger console my grandpa. Like, I'm like, I should be doing that.
Right.
I know who he like, is. She doesn't
right,
know
but
who he is. She's like, okay,
what if,
old man, stop crying now.
But what if Chewie like explains who she is? Like, he's like, and she's like, oh. And then she goes and consoles, because that's who her character is. Rey is someone that's always the person to step up
Lacey,
and help.
I think Rey is going to be Luke Skywalker style and on a one-woman mission in this movie.
You
she's
think
gonna be
so?
Two, yes. She's going to be two. There's going to be a part in the first half of the movie where she's with everybody. because we need them all together, because they haven't been all together this whole trilogy, really, except her and Finn. Yeah. And we already heard her and Finn are going to be back together in this movie. They talked about that. Mm-hmm. But second half, final act, she's going Luke Skywalker, Return of the Jedi style on her own. And mm-hmm. the rest of the Resistance is doing their thing.
I'm saying this could happen in the beginning of the movie when Lando shows up.
So you think Lando's showing up at the beginning? Okay.
I think so. Maybe like right before the middle.
I mean, that does fall in line with your theory that it's going to be like a funeral for Leia thing and he shows up there. So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was funny. I pictured a few minutes ago that Chewie's telling Rey about who Lando is. And she goes, wait, he was on the mission where they did the Kessel Run in 14 parsecs? And he walks in and goes, 12. 14.
I love how everyone always thinks Chewie's giving people deep conversations.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
That's why I was making fun of the growl earlier. Like, what if Chewie explains to Rey who he is? And I'm like, yeah. It's like a scene from the Peanuts or something.
Yeah. Wait, what, Chewie? We're out of Chex Mix?
Yeah.
The guests are coming
over? A
flipper
episode?
What?
Yeah. You don't remember those commercials, Lacey? Those old Chex Mix commercials with the Peanuts?
Oh, gosh. Well, you really are going to be a great dad.
Back in my day, we watched Chex Mix commercials, and we loved it.
Yeah. Back the only in my day, on Luke TV. Skywalker was a hero.
Yeah, he still is a hero, Lacey.
I'm joking. It's a joke.
Yeah.
No. All right, so to run it down then, I personally think that, because I guess we kind of gotten a little nutty here, which is all good. I think Lando's going to have a small role, but I think it's going to be important. I don't think it's just going to be a wave of the cape type of thing, but he won't be in for the long haul, but it will be a meaningful cameo, because they wouldn't bring 81-year-old Billy Dee back and make him train on a new diet and all this stuff just to be like, hey, everybody, okay, see ya.
They use CG to like just make him a little bit thinner just for like his one walk-on role or something.
Yeah, that's
like instead of having to have him on a diet.
And they have him use a green cane so they can wipe it out with
yeah, exactly. It's
so
just
his hand just holding out. Yeah.
Holding up. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I'm
what
with
you. What are your guys' thoughts?
I'm with you 100%. I think, you know, a sizable moment in the movie. He makes his appearance and we're all brought back to the great Lando character. He says some things that we're all like, dang, man, that's deep. And then he walks off into the sunset, if you will. I think that's the best thing that they can do for him. We talked about, you know, our thing was, what will they do and what they should do? And I think that is what they should do. I think that's what they will. I think that's what they should.
Yeah, I agree with both you guys. I think that's what's going to happen. With what I would like to see would be his reaction to Han's death. I really want that.
Mm-hmm.
And Leia, if she dies, which I think she will. I mean, and
God,
Luke, too.
I'm not even ready for any of that either. Like, that just made me get a little emotional.
Yeah. Again,
I think that they need
Han's
to deal
gone,
with it. But
Leia's gone. Luke's gone. It's up to you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. That's going to be a big theme of the Luke's last speech you were saying before, James, at the end of Last Jedi. It's handing over the torch.
I think John really is getting emotional.
I did get emotional for a second. I'm not going to lie.
He's like, but it's just like handing over the torch, man.
Listen,
John,
okay?
Pull yourself together. If I could virtually slap you, I would right now. I'd be like, get it together.
All right. Well, you know what? Whatever. So that's pretty much it. That's our conversation. That's our thoughts. We all kind of agreed, which is rare, but, cool to do once in a while.
John, we're agreeing on everything tonight.
I know.
With the exception of the salute from Lando.
yeah.
Right.
Dear God.
So let us know what you guys think. Is Lando going to have a big role, small role? Is it going to be meaningful or more of a fan service cameo? Is Lando going to live, going to die? Are you happy that Lando is coming back? From Billy Dee Williams. Let us know in the comments and hit us up on Twitter as always. And we are going to hear from you right now, actually, in Resistance Transmissions. So, Lacey, we picked the best ones, right? So, what do we got fired up this week from the Resistance?
Okay, guys, it's time for Resistance Transmissions. So we talked about what we think his role might be in episode 9. Now it's time we hear from you. If Billy Dee Williams returns as Lando in episode 9, what do you think Lando's first line will be? Oh no, what have we opened right now? Okay. First one is Paul Reaper at Reaps 11, and he says, quote, "I first met General Organa on Bespin. ...
Brutal.
Parenthesis. He'll be speaking at her funeral. Sad face, sad face."
Yeah,
that's really sad.
Yeah.
But I think that's what's
going to
happen,
honestly. A bad order. We started off with like the saddest one.
It's okay. We'll get the sad one out of the way. The next one is Graham Mayshark at Graham_Mayshark. And Lando says, quote, "Well, well, is this a lady droid? BB-8 looks nervously from side to side, rolling slowly backwards before turning around and sprinting away."
I think that's a nut.
What? What so, did I just
this,
read?
This sounds like a guy who's heard about some very awkward deleted scenes from Solo.
Graham, what just happened? I'm going to keep moving on here. We have Fake Feinbaum at Fake_Feinbaum. These people get in their
handles. But the underscores, that's okay. Bogus.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, well, by my standards, I mean, I have tough standards.
Kind of seems legit to me. Maybe they just wanted to
like
space.
If you were Lacey_Gillerin, I'd be like, get out of here. That's not your handle.
I was at one point, and then I removed
See?
The underscore.
So you got See? Your handle, girl.
Yeah.
I did.
No, that's definitely
plus Reaps 11. I don't know that really counts as getting.
Yeah,
your
but
handle.
He's Reaps. I like that.
He didn't even get his full. He didn't.
All right.
Yeah, but he didn't get Reaper 11. He can't even compromise on his actual name.
All right. Let's not pick on Paul. Paul's just being himself. He's just reaping, you know. So moving on, we have Fake Feinbaum at Fake_Feinbaum again, giving him a second call out. He says, Lando says, quote, "There are two rules to remember if you want to have a good time." Oh, no. This is Lacey talking now. Oh, no. Okay. Rule number one, never run out of Colt 45.
Damn it, Fake Feinbaum. We got this close to going through a Lando episode without talking about Colt friggin' 45 and Fake friggin' Feinbaum has to talk about Colt 45 at the end of our show. Damn you.
Rule number two, never forget rule number one.
Damn it. Friggin' Fake Feinbaum.
Colt 45 brought up again.
Fake Feinbaum bringing the Colt 45 to the party and everyone's telling him to leave because it tastes like garbage.
Damn you, Feinbaum.
You just have your hand up in a fist. You're like, Feinbaum!
You guys have had Colt 45?
I've never had Colt 45. You know what we should do, though, Lacey? We should get Colt 45s at Celebration and drink
we
Colt
We should, 45s. And then vomit, because it's disgusting.
When people wear our t-shirt to the meet and greet?
If they, yeah, I'll buy them a Colt 45.
Do you think any bar would have it? Is it a common drink, or is it like back in the day?
No.
Back in the day.
No, you got to go to like a gas station in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, yeah.
It's like Pepsi
Cola by Surge or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Next is Dilex at Dilexoxo.
Yeah, Dilexoxo.
Oh, that's cute.
Is that hugs and kisses then? Is that what that means?
I mean, I think that's...
I guess so. That's really friendly.
It's just kind of a blur of both his name or their name and XOXO.
And they say, Lando says, quote, "What have you done... Starfighter." Oh my god. And then they say, "To Kylo/Ben, parenthesis, this tweet is a reference to what Lando calls Ben at one point in last shot."
Well, I added
John,
that part.
Why did you let Lacey do the resistance transmissions?
Oh god,
this
it's
week
so sad. Yeah. Okay, moving on.
I mean, that is I mean,
that's actually
that
a good
sad,
that's and... a good quote to bring in the last shot, but then be tragic. Because you're going to have people be like, oh, he calls him that? And I don't think you really have to know the book to know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me personally, not to go back to the speculation, but if this scene ever happened where Lando meets up with Kylo Ren and he says, "What have you done, Starfighter?" Then I think this ends with Billy Dee dying.
Yeah.
I feel like Kylo Ren would just be
not Billy Dee dying, Lando
he
dying.
He could...
Lando dying, yeah, that's what I meant.
I kind of see this line, not to steal this from Dilex, I kind of see this line too, is if he finds out and he kind of goes off on his own and he kind of looks off into the distance and he's like, "What have you done?" And then it goes to that like transition with the circle.
Oh, yeah.
Goes to the next scene.
Very deep. Very deep. I like it.
Yeah. That's a lot better than how I interpreted it.
Yeah. That's how I see it. And I could totally be there for
Lacey,
that.
Lacey, what? If I may, for this one, you really dialed it in.
Dialed what in?
I'm saying you took his quote and you really dialed it in because the name is Dialect.
Thank you so much. Okay. The last person going.
Hey.
Is Matt Strom at Brewvies with Matt. What is a Brewvie?
So he probably has a beer and movie podcast or
something. Oh, that's kind of fun. Yeah. I want to watch movies and drink brews with Matt.
I don't know why, but I feel like his name should be Show Me Your Brewvies.
What?
I feel like his handle should be Matt_Strom.
You guys are really hating on these people's handles. I think all your handles are wonderful.
No, I'm just
I want to have some brewvies. Maybe hang out with some reeps.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Matt, let us know what brewvies are if we can't figure it out by ourselves.
And then we will buy you a brewvie.
It's also WTH, Matt. He didn't even get his with.
Oof.
Oh, I thought
you know
it was
why? He probably ran out of characters.
Maybe it's brewvies what the hell, Matt.
That could be it.
We have deep dived on Matt's handle long enough. Okay, he says, Lando says, quote, the hip is getting worse all the time.
That is well done.
Matt, see, now I feel like I hear Roka in my head being like, Lacey hates old people from like our episode weeks ago where I was like, well, is he in good shape? Like,
well,
how does this work?
You have to say that quote like Lando does in Empire.
What?
Because this quote is obviously a nod to him saying this deal is getting worse all the time.
Go ahead, John.
No,
you can do it.
Well, let's all try it. Vader impressions, let's all try it and see who does the best.
Okay, you got to go first, though, because I don't sound like
a
guy.
Well, that's to be argued, but...
new poll. John says I sound like a guy, yes or no?
Oh, my God. I will forget. I'll be done. I'll quit Twitter. Got to get into my character mode. So I just got told, pray I don't alter it any further. This hip is getting worse all the time.
Mine is just hearing the conversation go back and forth, as in, like, this isn't the hip I had when I was younger. I'm altering the hip. And he says, but the hip is getting worse all the time. Yeah, it's funny.
That is funny.
I also love that you're giving me an impression of a dude.
Well, I mean, I've done my Ray impressions, and you made fun of those.
You did your
Darth
Vader impression.
Yeah, but we didn't do it as, like, a round robin Ray impression.
We can do it right now. We have like a minute.
Can we do Ray? You want to do Ray?
Yeah, let's do Ray.
I'm no one.
You've lost.
I know all about
Vader. I found Skywalker. You lost.
You sound like Harry Potter.
Stop it. Every time I do Ray, you guys say it sounds like
it
Harry
does.
Potter.
It sounds like Harry Potter or Dobby.
I don't know if I'm doing it too, but John, when you do it, you put a little Oliver Twist in it. And
he
I
goes a little cockney on it. A little, please, sir, may I have
Can
some
I have
more?
Can I have some more force? I need some more force. Yeah. Can I have more force, please?
Okay, do your raise then.
I love you, Ben. You're my dream boat soft boy.
You know what's funny? When I watch The Force Awakens, more than Last Jedi, Force Awakens, I know all the lines. Like, I can say all the lines, but I can't think of anything right now. Probably something like, I bypass the compressor.
That's pretty, that's not bad.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, James.
And then Harrison Ford said.
I did mine. I've done like six.
I've done like six of them.
I kicked it off right from the beginning and I was like, I'm no one.
They might show up. Classified.
Luke Skywalker, I thought he was a myth.
Your antenna's bent.
And on that note, back to you, John. Thanks for your transmissions, guys.
Thank you guys so much for those. They're fun. They're funny. Whenever you're creative or funny, and even sentimental sometimes, because one of you got me there, keep them coming. Resistance transmissions are a lot of fun. Obviously, we go off the rails sometimes, but we absolutely love it. Make sure you guys are also subscribed to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Comment on the videos. Share the videos. James put together new segment videos, so you're going to see a segment appear on its own video now, so you can bop around and get involved on Twitter at RBATSWNN, especially this week, because on this past Monday we launched our contest for the Hasbro giveaway. And again, to remind you, that is the Force Link thing, whatever that is with Han Solo. Han Solo also with his speeder, a Kira figure, a Lando figure. God, after this discussion, you want that Lando figure. And Chewbacca, all can be yours. All you have to do is find the contest tweet on our Twitter page and retweet it, and you're in. And we're going to announce that on Monday, the winner of that. And also, we'll be announcing our grand second giveaway contest on Monday as well. So if you don't win this one, you may win that one. And trust me, you are going to want to enter that one, right, guys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. If you guys don't feel like entering to win free stuff, you can buy stuff at tpublic.com/user/resistancebroadcast. We have about 30 or so designs on there. Go check it out. You can get it on anything you want, literally, from a pillow to a tank top. Head to starwarsnewsnet.com. That's our website for all of your latest news, editorials, information, all that good stuff. And now the crew. James Bainey, where can people find you?
You can find me on Oct2, dropping rocks on caretakers, pushing down old men, and stealing books from the local library.
That is the worst British accent I've ever heard. I'm so sorry for all our British listeners.
That wasn't a British accent. That was a Jakuian accent.
Oh, that is different.
I believe.
Yeah. What?
Although I don't know that she's Jakuian, if that's even what it's called.
Yeah.
Because she was dropped off there.
Right. Maybe JJ would tell us.
Oh, yeah. Also, at Meyer Trunks on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay. And that's a Dragon Ball reference. Mm-hmm. All right. Lacey, we know you're at San Diego Comic-Con having a good time, but when people want to reach you, if they're not there, where can they find you?
Well, first of all, let me start because I am here. So if you guys want to follow along with my journeys, you can follow me on Twitter at Lacey Gillerin. You can also follow Star Wars News Net at Star Wars News Net, where I'll be live tweeting panels, fun stuff from the show floor, booths like the Lucasfilm Pavilion, which is two big booth spaces this year, other cool things maybe from the Del Rey Star Wars book booth. And then I won't be doing a Star Wars News Net this week because I am away. However, I will be shooting a lot of, and I have been shooting a lot of video. So I'm looking to put together some type of vlog of my time at San Diego, Babies for San Diego. You can also see me, if you're in San Diego right now, you can find me on Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Marriott Hotel Tiki Bar. If you want to come hang out, meet up, I'll be there. Maybe I'll buy you a drink if you're wearing a Resistance t-shirt. If you're not, sorry. Other than that, yeah, I'm just hanging out. You can find me spreading the good word of Bendemption on Twitter. Bye.
Very good. And you guys can find me on Twitter at Johnny Hoey, and going in and deleting any tweets that Lacey sends off from at Star Wars News Net that involves Kylo Ren. you guys can also find me writing and editing over at StarWarsNewsNet.com.
You know what's going to happen? And I'm just going to start tomorrow posting selfies nonstop of me with Kylo Ren cosplayers. Just like, and one, and two, and...
Right on. So yeah, guys, check in with us. Enjoy your weekends and check in with us on Monday, where we will announce the winner of that first giveaway. And again, we're going to announce that new giveaway contest. So make sure you tuned in and subscribed, and we'll check in with you Monday morning right here on the Resistance Broadcast.